Welcome to Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. You know by now this is your host, Mr. Johnny Marino. I know. It's been so long since we talked last Saturday. Love that part. And a lot has happened. We got DeSean Jackson now on the Washington Redskins. But also, we are a full week into Major League Baseball. And that's right. The Dodgers are one game away from being swept by my beloveds. So I'm very happy right now. I'm as giddy as a schoolgirl. Oh yeah, and I'm not afraid to say it either. What's up with that? We had the Final Four tonight. Championship game being a day away as Wisconsin... Well, Wisconsin lost, to be fair. But UConn and Kentucky. Now, I said this a few weeks ago. We'll start with the tournament, then we'll get to Major League Baseball, because there's some things in Major League Baseball that I am relatively surprised about. I think majority of fans are probably the same way, too. We're going to talk a lot about Major League Baseball tonight. Talk a little bit about the draft. Hey, we'll get to all sorts of stuff again. 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number here on Sports Overnight America. But, man, we got to get into what happened with the Dodgers and the Giants this weekend. I'm so happy right now. Dodgers, the world's anointed super team, is one game away from already being swept at home. And their first series at Hell on Earth, or Chavez Ravine, or Dodger Stadium, as other people call it. 1-800-878-7529. Chime in. We'll talk about basketball tonight, hockey. We got the NBA and NHL playoffs on the horizon. Major League Baseball just starting up. All sorts of fun here on Sports Overnight America, broadcasting all around the world on Sirius XM Channel 92. The Sports Zone. Coming back with your calls and some tourney talk.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Geek, you make your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. You play ball like a girl.
You know,
there's a man going around taking names.
I know, I figured Johnny Cash would be a good way to get going tonight.
Who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
You know, I wish I was that man.
Will stand up.
And no, I don't mean the devil. I just mean the man. Just someone kind of awesome.
And
then again, that is me.
Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
And we're back with Sports Overnight America, folks. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Pete, hang on. We will get to you during this segment. Yeah, I figured Johnny Cash was a great way to get tonight's show rolling, partly because I'm very happy. And I'll explain. First of all, my softball season starts on Monday. Summer season, I know, very exciting stuff. You don't want to play me on a softball field because I play the same way I played baseball. Is it slow pitch softball? Yes. Is it embarrassing? Absolutely. But I don't care. I'm competitive and I want to win. So there's that. I'm excited about that. I would be a little bit happier if my San Jose Sharks would have gotten a win tonight, but they got blanked by the Nashville Predators. We'll talk about that as I am in a fit of anger. I get to be upset, okay? Fair enough. However, though, my San Francisco Giants, who I am so abundantly proud of, have played 6 games this week. All on the road. Now, what we know about the Giants' history as a team, in particular with this group of guys, is they hit the hell out of the ball on the road. But they don't win a whole lot. Last year, they couldn't win any games on the road. This year, to start the year off, they're 5-1 on the road. Regardless of a win or a loss tomorrow, I don't think it matters a whole lot. They've done a great job. We got a whole lot to be happy about. But I think the more impressive thing is that the Dodgers are already out of first place. They already had two games in Arizona where they blanked the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are in disarray right now. They've had one of the worst starts in baseball. They lost again today. Really pitiful, painful stuff from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They were a team that I think I think a lot of people in baseball felt like this is a team that can compete for the division. They got Goldschmidt, who's a stud. They got Trumbo now protecting him. They got two legit middle of the lineup, and Aaron Hill's back too. He's a great second baseman. You know, I think a lot of people felt that Arizona was going to be a team contending from day one. So far, not a great start. Keep in mind, everybody, this is still very, very early in the baseball world. I'm not here to say the Giants are going to win the NL West already. No chance. Way, way, way too early to talk about any of that. And partly because the reason why you got to hold your breath and say calm down, because the Miami Marlins are 5-1 right now. So there's that. They are 5-1 and in first place in the NL West. So that, I think, tells everyone, how about everyone just relax? It's always great to get off to a good start if you're a baseball team, but let's keep it in perspective. However, Miami Marlins do have they got a horse. And that youngster, Fernandez. He was a candidate for Rookie of the Year last year. And all intents and purposes, probably should have won the award. He's one hell of a pitcher. Jose Fernandez, that's it. I knew it was something. 21 years of age. This year, he started off with two wins, 17 strikeouts, and an ERA under one. So he's been off to a very good start. And today, he struck out another 8. So they got a young ace, and that always bodes well for a young team. If they got a guy that's top of the line and can, you know, steal you 20 games, and maybe you do have a chance to flip the script. Maybe they have Giancarlo Stanton. I don't, no one else knows anybody else on their team. Because they're the Miami Marlins, and they're full of young, youthful faces. But I got to be honest. They might be good. And for a young team, that's good enough. We're going to go to the phones real quick. Pete, I want you to hang on for just a second. Who is this on the line? Who is this right now? Speak. Anybody there? Going once, going twice. Oh. See, that's the problem about being your own producer. You can't screen your calls. Pete, what's going on, man? Pete in Toronto. Oh, guess what? We lost Pete, too. Which is upsetting. But, oh, well. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Call in at any time to interrupt me. Glad my... great listeners hung on the phone. But I'm really excited to have Major League Baseball back in my life because basketball and hockey were getting a little bit boring. I tried to get really up for the Olympic hockey, and it was just a disappointment with Team USA losing. A major disappointment. So I'm very happy that Major League Baseball is back and going. It does its job. It holds us over all summer till we get to the NFL season. But I'm very, very excited. Just if you want to mull over the standings, because I do like to do that just to kind of see. I don't do it to say, oh, this team's going to win the division. Again, nobody has won anything yet. Baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. So you got to keep it all year long. There are a few teams that are. You know, we see Seattle and Miami, who are the top of the division in the American League, in the American League West, and the NL East. I could maybe see Seattle contending. They got Felix Hernandez, who has been arguably the best pitcher in the American League for the past 5 years. I know that because I live on the West Coast. Major League Baseball probably does not know that. Oh, they know that. The average fan doesn't know that, partly because, well, he plays in Seattle, and they have been god-awful. Now, though, I think the Mariners are starting to realize with the Seahawks in town, they won the Super Bowl, maybe we got to step our game up. Maybe we're not the most beloved team here anymore. And the answer is they are not the most beloved team. That Seahawks team is. So the Mariners, I think, are a little bit hungrier this year. And they add Robbie Cano, you know. They spent a quarter of $1 billion to bring him in. Yeah, that's no cheap change over 10 years. Compared to the, it's still cheaper than the Miguel Cabrera deal, which was incredibly, in my eyes, stupid. Because there's no way they're going to get that same player that they acquired. No way. That they signed right now. He's going to get older. He's not going to hit the ball like this forever. Now, what that deal tells me is that he's going to be a DH. Okay, fine. Fine. If you're going to make him a DH, I got no problem with that. But it's going to be a long time before he becomes DH, and then it hinders your lineup. Not to mention, you spent $30 million bringing in one guy. This also tells me that they're also going to lose Matt Scherzer. Detroit's off to a 4-0 start this year. Good for them, but I think they're going for it this year. I think they realize this is their last legitimate year to be a contender in the American League for a World Series. Maybe not for a playoff spot because their division is particularly poor, I would say. But overall, I think we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know. I'm not one to get into too much speculation with Major League Baseball at this point, but it's nice to talk about. It's fun to talk about, I guess. I don't know. We'll figure it out. 1-800-878-7529. That's a phone number. Little Stones playing in the background. We'll come back, do an update, get you to your scores, then we'll talk about the NCAA tournament. Taking your calls as well at 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number. Coming back with an update just after this break.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Hey, you. I was feeling Pink Floyd for this update. Getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey, you. Standing in the aisle. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, folks. 1-800-878-7529. I think that's Pete. Pete, hang on just a minute. I'm going to get to you. Sorry, your phones have been having a bit of technical difficulties, apparently, today. But what else is new? It is this place. We have an update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code. You're going to get the word great. And you're going to get a great deal. So if action prevents against the alcohol hangover, check them out at livergard.com. First and foremost, let's get going with the NCAA tournament as UConn takes down the number one overall seed, the number one team in the country, Florida, who had won 30 games going into tonight. They lose to the University of Connecticut. My dear friend Anthony Toms is going ballistic because that's where he goes to school. They won and by 10 points in pretty convincing fashion, 63-53, probably because they dropped 39 points in the second half. Good for the Huskies. And the later game, obviously, we just watched it happen. Kentucky, Wisconsin went down to the wire. And that guy from Wisconsin, I mean, I understand it was a last-second shot, but, man, it was not a good shot at all. It was a tough situation. I'm not saying I would have made that shot, but, man, not a great shot to lose the game. But anyway, Wisconsin goes down to Kentucky, 74-73. Kentucky played really good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. They were down and out at scene at certain points in this game, but they were just better. They were just a better team. So we got a 7-8 seed facing off for the NCAA title. And I kind of sort of called it, but, you know, God forbid I'm ever right. Let's get over to Major League Baseball as Minnesota beat Cleveland tonight 7-3. Toronto on R.A. Dickey, they shut out the Yankees 4-0. Yeah! Detroit beat up Baltimore 7-6. The Mets beat the Reds 6-3. The Reds might be in a little bit of hot water with that Sinsu Chu this year. My personal opinion. Kansas City beat the White Sox 4-3. Philly blanks the Cubby Bears. The Cubs are awful. On the back of Cliff Lee and Jonathan Papelbon, 2-0. Seattle beat Oakland 3-1. Felix Hernandez shut down Oakland. Big shock there. Madison Bumgarner took down the Dodgers 7-2. Atlanta beat Washington 6-2. St. Louis, they got back in the win column tonight 6-1 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Angels, Los Angels of whatever they want to be called, they beat Houston 5-1. Miami beat San Diego 5-0. And Colorado beat Arizona 9-4. In the NHL, very quickly, Boston beat Philly 5-2. Colorado beat St. Louis 4-0. Washington in the shootout beat the Islanders 4-3. Winnipeg over Toronto 4-2. Montreal, the Blue Blanc Rouge, they beat Detroit 5-3. Dallas beat Tampa Bay 5-2. Ottawa 3-2 over the Rangers. Devils, they got a win, finally. It's been a while. They beat Carolina 3-1. Minnesota beat Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, 4-0. Vancouver beat the Kings, 2-1. And Nashville beat my Sharks, 3-0. Come on, Sharks, you're better than that. And the NBA, Orlando beat Minnesota 100-92. Washington, they got beat up by Chicago 96-78. Charlotte beat Cleveland in overtime 96-94. Is Charlotte a playoff team? I believe they are. Detroit beat Boston 115-111. Brooklyn beat Philly 105-101. And Toronto beat Milwaukee 102-98. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at Liver, G-A-R-D, Mora Sports Overnight America. Pete in Toronto, is this you? Hello? Popping you up. And, of course, man, the callers, this has not been a good night for callers. But anyway, 1-800-878-7529, that's the phone number, folks. You know, if I put you on the air, it'd be nice if you talked. I mean, I'll put you on the air and you can listen, but I would like someone to talk to. You know, I do get lonely. You know, it is late in the evening. I'm a young, attractive male sitting here by myself talking about sports. And I would like to talk to somebody else sometimes. I don't know. Just an idea. Red Sox go down, so Jerry Burke, ha, 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 ha. As his beloveds lose. Don't worry, it's early. I wouldn't look into any of this nonsense. But anyway, let's talk about the tournament. And we'll talk about this for a while, actually. Probably because I was very impressed by the two teams that won tonight. Really, UConn, I mean, they played a strong first half over Florida. And I felt Florida was a far more athletic team. But man, UConn was very talented. They attacked the boards. They shot okay. But then, I mean, in the first half, but in the second half, man, they took over the game. They outscored Florida 38-31, 7 points, pretty big differential. And they played a lot better than that too. So really give UConn a really strong pat on the back. They were borderline fantastic, and them being a 7 seed at 31-8 was actually a very bad seeding. I mean, they were seeded poorly. Louisville was seeded poorly, and well, SMU wasn't seeded at all, which was a farce. But the American Conference will have a representative that used to be the Big East. They changed the American Conference, made themselves bigger, stronger, faster, whatever. And then we shift over to the later game, which was an absolute thriller. 4-point game at halftime turned into a nail biter. Really good game between Kentucky and Wisconsin. Wisconsin seemed like they were going to pull away, though, at one point earlier in the game. It seemed to me that Wisconsin was going to pull away kind of early in the second half, but, man, Kentucky, they battled. They battled really hard. They just kept, no matter what Wisconsin threw at them, no matter how big the lead got, they just kept coming back every time. Just kept fighting. And you gotta applaud teams like that, man. You really do. I was very impressed with the way a lot of the Final Four teams played. They were truly the best. Truly, if not the four best, probably not exactly the four best, but pretty damn close to the four best teams we could want to see in the basketball tournament. I was more or less impressed with. The shooting was very good in both games, but I was actually more impressed with just how much heart each of these young guys had. I mean, and the funny thing is, we think that most of these guys are going to go pro. We probably saw very few guys that will be playing in the NBA at some point on the court tonight. Maybe obviously Julius Randle. That is a no-brainer. There's one guy. But for the most part, we maybe only saw maybe four or five guys who will actually get to the NBA. And so having a few guys like that, and really, first of all, showing that these guys are going to be, they're going to go pro in something other than basketball, meaning they will not make the NBA. They may bounce around the D League or something along those lines. But realistically, these guys are going to be student athletes. And the question now becomes, do these guys deserve to get paid? Because the truth is, most of these guys, almost all of them, will not become professional athletes. That is the real statistic. And with the sheer dollars that these teams... I mean, think about this. The ticket prices for the nosebleeds. And keep in mind, this is a foot... They're playing this at Jerry Jones's Palace in Dallas, Texas. Or, technically, it's North Texas, I guess, for the tournament's sake. They call it North Texas. I don't know. It's Dallas. But it's very interesting to see how much they charge for seats to this game. I mean, they were a couple thousand dollars a seat. Where does all the money go? I mean, it's very curious to me. I mean, honestly, I'm a college kid, so I think college kids that are working, and I see a lot of guys being at Seattle, I say D1 athletes who go to class, and I see a lot of them, they're beat up, and they have long days, and they should get treated maybe a little bit of compensation. I don't know. I might be alone, but we'll see. We'll come back, take your calls, 1-800-878-7529 here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I gotta work on my game.
No. Don't think of it as work. The whole point is just to enjoy yourself.
I love this song. To be honest, I just keep thinking Harvey Keitel is going to pop up all bloody and shot. I'm obviously referring to Quentin Tarantino's first great film, Reservoir Dogs. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. And we're going out to Toronto, folks, for our man up in the great white north, Pete in Toronto. What's going on, man? Hold on. Pete? Pete in Toronto. Nope. Ah, oh, man. Something's going on with the phone today. I got to figure this out. Pete, you there? No. Pete, call back in a little bit later. Sorry, man. We're having some trouble popping up the guests. 1-800-878-7529. Don't be afraid to call in, though, folks. I will figure this out eventually. We gotta talk about this a little bit because I want to. And it's obviously – I want to talk about the paying of college athletes. I think they should get paid. No, I'm not saying they get paid millions of dollars. Because surely the equivalence of a free education should be millions of dollars. I'm not saying that. However, when somebody makes millions upon millions of dollars of someone who's making literally nothing – now, granted, these guys are kings and queens, both the girl, male, the men, and the young ladies who are playing in this tournament. Yes, the young ladies are playing as well. But we have to talk about, you know, in the history of the world, it's never worked out too well when someone gets paid a whole lot and other people get paid very little. I don't quite understand it, but here's the gist of it. When some people tend to want to get paid to make some money, because, you know, realistically, most of these guys, they're not going to have an opportunity to make the sort of cash that they will make. And also the thing is that if you really wanted to analyze it, the majority of these guys would blow the money. Now, I don't mean to sound insensitive. But if you gave a 19 – because most of these people – think about this. Especially in basketball. Let's play the hypothetical game. Probably because it's so much fun for talk radio. But let's pretend you gave – let's say – all right, I'm at Duke, right? And I'm the athletic director. And I can give a certain portion of funds to a player. $1 million. That's it. $1 million. Doesn't change. I can give that to a whole team. Per year, having a soft cap, I got what? 12 guys? 13 guys? That's not bad. It's $60,000, $70,000. That's pretty good pay. That's more money than these kids would have made doing anything else. I'm not saying that athletes should get paid. The college athletes should get paid millions upon millions of dollars because I don't think it's right. Probably because they will blow the money. We have in this country we have a problem with athletes, professional athletes who were in the league for in leagues 10 years in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball blow all their money. We have that problem. It happens all the time. You know, there's a great E30 for 30. If you don't watch those, you really should. If you're a real sports fan, you'll get a kick out of those. Those things are very entertaining, very intelligent, well-done documentaries by ESPN. And they have a kind of a group of people who direct and pick the topics for these 30 for 30s. The broke one was very interesting, talking about a lot of athletes who have made, you know, over $100 million at least over $50 million just being broke now. And it kind of tell you the stories of what these guys go through. So I'm not saying give a kid $1 million for being a college athlete. That is just asinine. It's stupid because they will blow it. They'll blow it in a year. If we gave Johnny – think about this. Let's use Johnny. Let's use the great Johnny Football as a perspective. If Texas A&M had to give Johnny Manziel $1 million this year, I guarantee you he would have blown the whole wad. He would not have saved a dime. I almost guarantee it. You know why I know that? Because Johnny Football knows he's going to the NFL. He doesn't have to save. He can live in the now. He can buy a car. He can buy hotel rooms. He can buy girls. He can buy imbibing. He can buy alcohol, fake ID because he wasn't 21 yet. I'm sure he already had one. Actually, no, I'm pretty sure people just served him anyway, just because he was Johnny Football. But that's another part of this issue, is that if you gave a 19-year-old kid, a 20-year-old kid, a 21-year-old kid a lot of money, what would really happen? And once you give them the money, you can't tell them how to spend it. That's what teams kind of do now. What colleges, you know, they give them gift cards. They don't give you cash, they give you gift cards. They give you $100 to Sports Authority, and you can buy yourself stuff. They give you $100 to Subway that feeds you for a month. That's the kind of their way around it. Very good. I like that. That's fine. Because some of the NCAA rules are just, you know, the price of food is not what it used to be. So if you give a kid $30 to feed himself, especially a college athlete who's over the weekend, who's, you know, works out a lot and needs to eat a lot, $30 is not going to last very long. It may last 2 days. It will not last three. And weekends in college start on Friday. They do not start on Saturday. There's no club for the most schools. They don't have class on Friday. Most students don't have class. They got the day off. So there's that issue to take into account. I mean, it's a very controversial and interesting topic for about society. Should we be giving these kids a lot of money? Because my thing is they should be getting some cash, because it's pretty astounding to me that these schools should be making millions of dollars on people guys who are literally making nothing. And most of these guys, you know, will not play in the NBA or the NFL. We know that. That is pure born statistics. If you're in high school, you're a high school senior, you have a 1% chance of getting a Division I academic scholarship. 1% chance. The jump from high school to college is pretty rare. Of collegiate athletes, you have a 0.5% chance of going professional in your sport. 0.5. Not exactly. Your odds get worse as you get older, which of being a professional athlete, which is, that's pretty shocking. And most of these guys who are psych majors, communications majors, majors that aren't incredibly academically stimulating, people can call and argue with me. I'd love to argue this. I've taken communications class. You can literally pass those classes hungover the entire semester or on a little something during class. You really could. I mean, the classes, they're simple. They're talking and, you know, it's not difficult work. It's busy work. It's like high school. You know, so if someone wants to tell me different, please try. I'd love to hear it. And people who tell me it's funny, my friends who are communications majors, I say, no, that's not necessarily the best majors. Maybe you should go into marketing. Well, in the communications world, a lot of those jobs are taken by psych majors, by poli-sci majors who aren't lawyers. It's interesting and funny as hell. But case in point, kids, get a real degree, not a fake one. And what I mean by that, something with actual study skills and applicable to planet Earth. 1-800-878-7529, that's the phone number. I'm going to go to Pete. Pete in Toronto, is this you, man? I can't pull him up. Having some trouble with the phones today, which is nothing new here on Sports Byline Radio Network. Having a problem with some of the technology here, but then again, when don't we here? I'm going to keep rolling with this. You know, I would be very interested, you know, if these guys got paid, how much they would get paid. I think that's the thing, because eventually they're going to get paid. There's a reason why they're talking about moving the tournament to 128 teams. There's a reason why they're having a college football playoff system. It's not because it makes the sport better. It's because it's more TV opportunities, more revenue. So when they have to eventually pay these athletes, they don't have to worry about it. They have a brand new revenue stream. Do you think that this is done to better the sport? Come on. We're not children. Don't treat us as such, NCAA. that your athletes aren't children. They're adults. Don't treat them as such. So, really, the problem I have is the fact that the NCAA in particular, it's a pretty rotten business. I mean, how much money do they actually bankroll at the end of these major bowl games? I mean, I'm just curious. How much do they really make? The schools make millions of dollars. We know this. But how much does the NCAA make? That's what I want to know. With the ratings and the advertisements. We know the NFL is a billion-dollar league. We know that. And the NCAA has two prime sports they make a lot of money on. A lot of money on. You know, the college football season is a moneymaker from end of August to the end of January. It's a long season. And there's a month of downtime, just bowl games. Then there's betting, there's a game every night. You can just bet every night. How much action does the NCAA really see from their student athletes? Because if you really want to run the numbers, I would argue that the NCAA, not the NFL, is the most profitable sports league in the world. Because they don't have to pay their athletes diddly squat. Overnight. Hello? Yeah, hold on. There we go. Pete in Toronto, what's going on, man? Pete. Ah, boy. We got to figure out this phone issue, man. It is literally killing me. 1-800-878-7529. Just stay on the line. I will figure this out eventually. I don't know. Just kind of been one of those days for me. Been a bit of a long one. It's all right, though. I'm an adult. Kind of got to figure this stuff out now. Come back, we'll do an update. Yeah, we'll do this. A quick one. Here on Sports Overnight America. Decided to come back. Yeah, quick update coming at you here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
client immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, the last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
A little bit of the Beatles play us out on this hour of Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. And guess what? We got a very quick update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. Type in the coupon code. You get the word great, and you're going to get a great deal. Check it out at livergard.com. First, the NCAA. UConn beats upsets Florida 63-53. And Kentucky beats Wisconsin 74-73. The finals, the NCAA championship game will be on Monday on 9:30 Eastern, something like that. 9:15 Eastern. Yeah, not a stickler for the details, but I do know the game's on Monday night, so be tuning in, folks. I will be with a beer, ice cold beer in my hand. Really quick, I don't really have enough time to get to Major League Baseball scores, so the quick ones. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. I love that song. I love the whole album. It's kind of hard to think about the Beatles. Like, they weren't even talking. They were. I mean, Apple, their Apple Corporation was a nightmare during all this. So they weren't really talking when Let It Be was made. Interesting stuff. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the NCAA tournament. More about the basketball, not more about my theories on whether athletes should get paid. A little bit more about Major League Baseball. We'll get into the NFL a little bit. That's what I know best. And they'll have a little bit of fun. Maybe an interview. I'll figure it out here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Again, folks, you're stuck with Johnny Marino on Saturday nights. Just what we do. But hey, at least I'm entertaining, right? I mean, at least it's not boring. I wish. Come back right after the news coming up next and more Sports Overnight America.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Walter Lovett. Thousands of Afghans have gone to the voting polls. More now from Washington correspondent Connie Lawn.
President Obama said these elections are critical to securing Afghanistan's democratic future, as well as continued international support, and we look to the Afghan electoral bodies to carry out their duties to adjudicate the results, knowing that the most critical voices on the outcome are those of the Afghans themselves. And he said, we pay tribute to the many Americans, military and civilian, who have sacrificed so much to support the Afghan people as they take responsibility for their own future. Connie Lawn at the White House.
At least 20 Iraqi soldiers were killed on Saturday, most of them upon entering a house rigged with explosives just northwest of the capital. This is IRN USA News.
Not available in California.
Do you have startup capital and are looking to invest in a booming health-based business? Here's your opportunity, because we're looking for business-savvy, healthy-minded people in this area to become franchise owners of Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America. Fresh Healthy Vending is a publicly traded company. With your Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, you'll be selling exactly what America wants: all natural, healthy, fresh, and organic foods. And with the USDA Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Guidelines starting and banning junk food in schools, the demand for fresh, healthy snacks is only getting bigger. Fresh Healthy Vending has identified prime vending machine locations in this area, and we place your machines for you so you can capitalize on the huge demand for healthy organic snacks on the go. Ready to grab your share of this booming industry? Visit readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2000 for free owner information. Locations in this area are filling up fast, so visit readyforfresh.com, special code 2000.
A California state senator has been indicted. More now from correspondent Precious B. Watson.
A grand jury in San Francisco has indicted a prominent Democratic California state senator on charges of corruption and conspiracy to traffic in firearms. That's according to court documents released on Friday. The indictment adds to the troubles facing State Senator Leland Yee, who was arrested and criminally charged along with two dozen others in the same case last week. It details numerous examples of alleged corruption and says that the one-time candidate for mayor of San Francisco accepted cash from an undercover FBI agent seeking to purchase illegal weapons. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
According to a new report by the Inspector General, the State Department has lost track of approximately $6 billion in contracts and has exposed itself to potential fraud due to negligent paperwork, the Washington Beacon reported on Saturday. This is IRN USA News.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
A state-controlled Russian TV station says 25 Ukrainian citizens have been arrested in Russia by the country's security agency on suspicion of planning sabotage. More now from correspondent Hope Duggar.
NTV Television reported Thursday those arrested included three activists from Right Sector, a Russian nationalist group that played a role in the ouster of Ukraine's pro-Russian president Viktor Yanukovych in February. The report didn't say when the suspects were arrested or give their names, but included footage of three suspects in custody. NTV also reported the suspects had instructions to take pictures of Russian military movements on the border with Ukraine and were plotting to launch their sabotage last month in Russia. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
A British sniper in Afghanistan is gaining the admiration of the sniper community. More now from correspondent Jason Wirt.
A British sniper in Afghanistan is gaining the admiration of the sniper community after he reportedly killed six Islamic terrorists with a single shot. The sniper shot the trigger switch of a suicide bomber from 930 yards away on more than the length of nine football fields. The explosion killed the bomber and five others were hiding near him. The troops then found another suicide vest with 45 pounds of explosives, leading commanders to say the sniper prevented a major Taliban terrorist attack. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
For IRN USA News, I'm Walter James Lovett II.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers Realtors. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Yeah, it's kind of my life story. And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number, folks. Don't be afraid to chime in. Yeah, getting you geared up for really what's really a great time in sports. We got the NCAA tournament final tomorrow, Monday, not tomorrow. And the NBA playoffs are just about to wrap up. And here's the thing. There's actually a few spots worth fighting for. You know, to be fair, Atlanta and New York, even if they do make the playoffs, they're going to be out in the first round thanks to Miami and Indiana in the East. But in the West, there's a lot. There's still five teams that are still on the balance there. Got the NHL playoffs coming up. That's pretty exciting. I love the NHL playoffs. Aside for the NFL playoffs, that they're the best thing on earth to watch. My Sharkies are in the mix. They'll make the playoffs. Worst case scenario, they're gonna play LA in the first round, which is definitely a worst case scenario. And there's also a few other spots, you know, in the Metropolitan Division, in the Atlantic. Now, if you don't understand the new playoff alignment, I can help you figure it out. 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. Come back, talk about the playoff picture in both those sports. Get more into Major League Baseball. Some of the things that I have found intriguing thus far. And really, we'll just talk about teams in general. I'm not going to get into too many stories about individual players. It's been five games. So, you know, if you're off to a great start, that's great. You know, if you're off to a great month, okay, then we'll talk about you. But a great week, it's a bit much. Although on MLB.com, they are talking about my San Francisco Giants, so I'm very happy. We'll come back. We'll talk about playoff picture in sports. Do all sorts of stuff here on Sports Overnight America. Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Broken down. Now you bring it up. I'm going to ring it up just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky. And I do believe what we rely on when I lay it on.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
So no kidding, there I was. This is how the stories of life's greatest adventures begin. Don't be the guy with the boring story. Picked by National Geographic Adventure as the best river and sea outfitter on Earth, Oars offers more than 75 professionally guided rafting, sea kayaking, and hiking experiences throughout Western North America. Now that sounds like the start of one heck of a story. Visit Oars.com and let the journey begin. That's OARS.com. Oars, guiding life's greatest adventures since 1969.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind.
and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Okay, now what do I have left?
Two jacks, 1-8, 1-king, 1-6. Two aces, 1-10, 1-9, 1-5.
1-5. Yeah. You are beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Little Bruce to get us going. And we're back with Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Speaking of glory days. Love that song. Speaking of glory days, something that caught my eye, you know, in Major League Baseball, I love to talk about, you know, they always talk about young guys, you know, the youngsters coming up. Today, the big story on MajorLeague.com was really three pitchers, the age of 25, Joe Kelly, Julio Teheran, and the great Mad Bum, Madison Bumgarner. Here in San Francisco, all three of them threw the ball great today. Bumgarner, he struck out 10 against the Dodgers, 6 2/3. He unfortunately gave a run while he was not in, which sucks. But threw the ball very well. Had a rough seventh inning, unfortunately couldn't finish. Gave up a run thanks to Hunter Pence, though, was saved of giving up three runs. But otherwise threw the ball well. Joe Kelly, though, he's a stud. Not enough can be said about the Cardinals organization. I talk about them all the time just because, you know, in baseball, the fallacy has been you just sign these guys to big mega contracts. That's the way you win now. That's apparently the way they win. That's how you're supposed to do it. But the Cardinals have not done that. And in fact, they've let those guys walk. And they will again be right up there. I think they're again going to be one of the best teams in baseball. It's not going to shock me when they're there. They're a fantastic organization. They let those guys go. They don't waste their breath. They don't waste the millions of dollars. Could they be a team like the Giants and spend $100 million plus a year? They're probably near, I think, over $100 million, but they're not going to get over into Yankee territory. And I have no problem with that at all. I think that's very smart. And the Yankees have been sort of kicking themselves the past few years just because they have been they've been plagued by this. If they still had to pay A-Rod's salary, they'd be paying $30 million to a guy who's not gonna play an inning this year. and that is crazy. You know, the dollars in Major League Baseball has gotten to the point where It's pretty absurd, actually. You know, how could these guys – you know, if you really ran the numbers – and I've said this a few times. If you really ran the numbers and looked at these guys, you know, maybe a few of them would be $20 million a year players. No pitcher would be $20 million unless you gauge $1 million per win, which is just not true. I mean, just because, you know, you may have got a few wins, but you may have been on a great team that allowed you to win all those games. Now, there's a number of factors we're talking about that, but it's sort of it's baffling to me how much some of these guys get paid now, and also how little their true talent is. You know, I'm not saying these guys are bad ball players; they are good ball players. But the Cardinals are a team that just sees through the noise, and they just continue to put together a roster that's one of the better teams in baseball. The Cardinals are still, in my mind, a top five, maybe top 10 for sure. And I don't really know how the whole Peter Borges thing is going to work out. Yeah, they got rid of David Freese. This year they're going to be missing a few guys, obviously. No Beltran, no Freese. Two guys who have been in the middle of their lineup and done a pretty solid job. Yeah, Freese has kind of fallen off a little bit. But David Freese is still a pretty solid ball player. In particular, a pretty damn good glove down the line at third base. So they're going to have to replace him with Mr. Matt Carpenter, who almost won league MVP last year. You know, a small guy, you really wouldn't expect him to be, you know, a offensive force. But yeah, this guy, all he did was score over 100 runs last year. And I love to talk about the Cardinals just because, you know, it's so interesting when you know, everyone says we're gonna pay these guys, our superstars, all this money. They've let three of their superstars, hometown favorites, they let them walk. And not just let them walk, they let them just go right out of town. Now, they did re-sign Pujols at one point. But I think they realized, all right, Pujols, you know, he's done a lot for this franchise. Let him go and get his cash now with the Angels. You know, who knows how that's going to turn out. You know, with Pujols, you know, what if he could very well be washed up. You know, the thing is about Pujols, and I think this is – I'm got to be honest. I know he's been so adamant about his non-steroid use, but, man, I got to believe he was on roids. And it's really not the – you know, I honestly don't care. Major League Baseball showed – the fans showed they don't care when they gave Ryan Braun a standing ovation. You know, I understand that people don't like steroid guys, but what Ryan Braun did was borderline criminal. I'm sorry, no, it was criminal. He went after people, tried to ruin their careers, ruin their livelihoods. You know, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, they never did stuff like that. They never were caught in a lie and then went after attacking everyone, get off on a technicality, proclaim their innocence, and then get busted a year later and then come out and have to say, yeah, I cheated. Sorry, everybody. My bad. And look like a total fool. Rafael Palmeiro did do that, and it was pretty funny to watch. But what Ryan Braun did was pretty horrible. I mean, he apologized to that guy, but what couldn't you really say to a guy that you had a vendetta to try and ruin this guy's life for saying you did something you actually did? And speaking of the Albert Pujols experiment, he's hitting a buck 90 to start the year off. And that's the thing, is his power numbers since going to Anaheim have just completely fallen off. It's really hard for people to say Pujols. It's proof that Pujols wasn't on roids. When now, man, he looks really human. Who knows what's going on with Albert Pujols? You know, yeah, I understand it's early, but. Even the last 2 years, he's gotten off to really poor starts with the Angels. And who knows if this year is going to be any different. I hope not. I hope not. I like Albert Pujols. I've kind of been a fan of his throughout his career. I really hope that none of this stuff gets – you know, it's not – hopefully it's not career. And it's hopefully he's not on roids. He's just in a slump. But it looks pretty bad. 1-800-878-7529. Another guy who I want to talk about steroids in sports, and this one actually makes a whole lot of sense. Now, what a lot of people don't know is the overuses of steroids. One of the major side effects are a lot of injuries in the back end of guys' careers. I mean, you look at guys who are, you could say, were steroid users. A lot of them, you'll see them when they get into their 30s and 40s, late 30s in particular. A lot of injuries start to pile up, and kind of weird ones, and ones that aren't very common. And this is a guy who, now that the numbers are kind of in, and now that we see what his career has boiled down to, is not a baseball player who, I'm convinced now, was on steroids throughout his career, throughout his greatness. That's Tiger Woods. I can almost guarantee you he was on roids. You know, we've talked about Tiger, and it really even he was a thick dude. He was a thick guy for a golfer when he went back when he was really getting it done, winning majors. You know, he's not going to be playing in the U.S. Open. He's not playing. He is injured, knee injury. You know, I've played golf. I don't think I would get nearly as many injuries that Tiger Woods has acquired. The number, maybe if back injuries, I get it. But the knees, the ankles, I mean, some of this stuff is pretty mind-boggling to me. I can't understand how Tiger Woods has had so many injuries playing golf, a non-contact, literally the opposite of a contact sport. How does he get so hurt doing the same motion over and over? You think his body would be trained to take the impact? That to me is why I think he took steroids. And now he, you know, we know he's not going to catch Jack. No way. I'll say it. He might win one more major. But a guy who was going to be proclaimed the greatest golfer of all time is going to go down in the greatest disaster of a professional, beloved professional athlete we've ever seen in America. No, I mean, think about it. Tiger Woods was the prince of the sport of golf. He still is. I mean, he's still kind of the king of golf. You know, the money, he still makes the most money. He's the name that people want to see, even though – as far as the tour is concerned, the tour is a lot deeper than it was back 10 years ago when Tiger was the man. But I am now more so than ever, I am so convinced he took roids. And I honestly, I don't care. It made golf a little bit entertaining. I still think watching golf is a genuine waste of my time. Although I did like going to the U.S. Open a year ago. That was a lot of fun. But if you don't have beer, I mean, what's the point of golfing? I mean, it is literally, it's like bowling. It's bowling outside to me. Get some beer, have some friends, have a good time. Don't take it seriously. We'll come back, we'll do an update. Yeah, that's my 2 cents on the steroid issue. I've been talking about a lot of cheaters and money. It's what's been interesting me the last few days throughout the sports world. I don't know. I'm kind of boring. I guess, I don't know. I'm pretty excited. We'll come back, talk about the playoff pictures in some of these sports. A little bit of Elvis. I don't know. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff to do a nice long update, talk playoff pictures, and all sorts of fun stuff here on Sports Overnight America.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Featuring the best looking host I've ever been paid to bullshit about, you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
Alexis and Dustin Hoffman. Great combination of it, if I ever could find one. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. We're going to do an update right now. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, you're going to get the word GREAT. And you're going to get a great deal of stuff. Actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. NCAA tournament action, the Final Four. We're down to two as Florida, the number one team in the land, they went down hard. To number seven, University of Connecticut, the Huskies, 63-53. UConn dominated the second half of that ball game. Kentucky, the eighth seed, they took down Wisconsin 74-73, a nail biter to the very end. A last second attempt from Wisconsin for the win missed pretty poorly, unfortunately, for the Badgers. I don't like the Badgers. I care less. Good for Kentucky. A 7-8 seed will be facing off for the NCAA title on Monday night around 9 o'clock Eastern time. In Major League Baseball, Minnesota beat Cleveland 7-3. Go Tribe Go right now. Twinkies off to a pretty decent start. Toronto, they blanked the Yankees 4-0. Detroit, it beats Baltimore 7-6. The Mets beat the Reds 6-3. The Royals, they beat the White Sox 4-3. Philadelphia behind Cliff Lee, they shut out the Cubby Bears 2-0. Seattle, they blank Oakland 3, almost blank Oakland 3-1. They got a late one run. Hurrah. Late in that ball game. The Giants, they beat up the Dodgers 7-3 thanks to Mr. Madison Bumgarner. He threw the ball very well. Posey, Sandoval, and Michael Morris, all homer for the Giants. Atlanta beat Washington 6-2. St. Louis behind Joe Kelly, they get the win over Pittsburgh 6-1. Angels beat Houston 5-1. Miami beat San Diego 5-0. Tampa Bay beat Texas 5-4. Milwaukee in 11 innings beat the Red Sox 7-6. And Colorado beat Arizona 9-4 in the NHL. Man, a lot of scores going on tonight, but hey, that's what happens when baseball season comes back. Yeah, no problem with that. Boston beat Philly 5-2. Colorado beat St. Louis 4-0. In a shootout, Washington beat the Islanders 4-3. Winnipeg, they beat Toronto 4-2. The Canadiens, they beat Detroit 5-3. The Red Wings might miss the playoffs. Oh, boy. Dallas beat Tampa Bay 5-2. Ottawa beat the Rangers 3-2. Jersey, the Devils, they got a win. Finally, they beat Carolina 3-1, who's just as bad as they are. Minnesota, they blanked Pittsburgh 4-0. Vancouver beat the Kings, yes, 2-1, but my Sharks lost to Nashville 3-0. Not happy about that. In the NBA, Orlando beat Milwaukee 101. No, I'm sorry. Orlando beat Minnesota 100-92. Chicago beat Washington 96-78. Charlotte, no T. They beat Cleveland 96-94. Detroit beat Boston 115-111. Brooklyn beat Philly 105-101. And Toronto beat Milwaukee, the worst team in the NBA, being the Milwaukee Bucks. They lose again, 102-98. This update was brought to you by Liverguard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at Liver. GARD.com, more Sports Overnight America. Really quickly, let's talk about these two horrific teams. They both lost again, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. What happens if the two, they're blatantly and clearly the two worst teams in the NBA. Milwaukee is three games up on Pittsburgh, or I'm sorry, on Philadelphia for the most lotto balls for the number one overall pick. We get that. But what happens if these two teams don't even get the first two picks? You know, Philly and Milwaukee could flip-flop either way. What happens, though, if, say, the Lakers or Utah or Sacramento or Orlando or Boston? Because, I mean, Milwaukee and Philly are legitimately the two worst teams in basketball. I mean, there's really no debate. And the fact that these two teams aren't going to have the opportunity to get some sort of compensation, it just shows the kind of unfairness of the NBA. Because honestly, if you really start thinking about the lottery is designed for when the big market teams that be bad for a season to pop right up, get really high draft picks, and be good again. And that's what the lottery is designed for. It's kind of the NBA system to keep the small market teams down, the big market teams up, and pump as much revenue in as possible. That's kind of been their business plan, or business model, I should say. And I guess it's working because the NBA has been growing. A real quick go, I want to talk about the NBA playoff picture. As we've talked about, basketball a little bit. You know, we know Miami has. They've overtaken Indiana for the one seed because they have played two less games, have a higher winning percentage. So odds are they will probably end up winning the one seed over the Indiana Pacers. Toronto's clinched, Chicago's clinched, Brooklyn's clinched, Washington's clinched, and Charlotte has clinched playoff spots. The only fight there is between Atlanta and New York, and it's going to be a short-lived playoff appearance, whether they play in Miami or Indiana. So it doesn't really matter too much there. And though in the Western Conference, though, we see San Antonio, Oklahoma City, and the Clippers have already clinched the division, their divisions, respectively. Houston's is going to be the four seed. Portland has a chance to catch them. Golden State had a chance to catch them. They've sort of blown that. But Houston is going to be, for all intents and purposes, they're going to be the four seed. Portland will probably be the five. And then it gets interesting. Golden State, Dallas, Memphis, Golden State, Dallas, Memphis, and Phoenix are all in that. They're right there. How it shakes up, Golden State's the 6th seed at 47 wins. Dallas is the 7th seed at 46 wins. Memphis at 45 wins is the 8th seed. Phoenix and Memphis have the same record. Right now, Memphis has the win over Phoenix in a regular season competition. So going to be very interesting down the stretch here. Five teams are still, you know, it is still possible that Portland, you know, the great season they had, they could very well win 50 games this year and miss the playoffs. I mean, odds are the team that's going to miss the playoffs in the Western Conference is going to win 47 games. You know, you figure, I know that Memphis, Dallas, and Phoenix kind of play each other, so maybe that doesn't happen. But realistically, they're going to play 46, 47 games. And the worst part about this is that in the Eastern Conference, you'd be the 3 seed. You'd be maybe the 4 seed, considering Toronto and Chicago have the same record. you wouldn't even be in playoff trouble in that conference. And that's kind of a bum rap. As bum of a rap as you can get, as far as – I mean, I'm not a big fan of the NBA, and that's part of the reason why I don't feel the NBA is fair. I feel like it's somewhat designed for teams to stay – to get good and stay good. It's designed for teams who are poor to stay poor. It's kind of shown through history. The NBA is not like the NFL in the respect that the team that has the first overall pick is not going to make the playoffs the next year. Everybody knows that. There's no secret there. That is going to happen. If you are the worst team, buckle up, because nothing's changing anytime soon. 1-800-878-7529, that's the phone number. We come back, we're going to play an interview. Mr. Bert Sugar, I was told to play this interview. Actually, I really enjoyed this interview. It's very good. One of our many awesome interviews we have here at the Sports Byline Radio Network. The Bert Sugar one, though, is by far one of my favorites. He's going to be talking with Mr. Jerry Burke. Overall, some pretty good stuff. I don't know. We'll come back talking with Bert Sugar here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com, N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, here we like to bring on the best in all of sports, and our next guest, no question, is one of the best of all time. He's an award-winning sports writer. You've seen him on television. He's written over 50 books about baseball and boxing. You've seen him on HBO, Showtime, ESPN, and movies, television shows. The one and only Bert Sugar right here. Bert, how are you doing?
Within reason, Chris. I'm not sure whose reason, but within reason.
Well, you got a book out, Bert Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, A Living History of America's Greatest Game. I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame quite a few times. It's one of the most unbelievable baseball experiences, baseball's town, and you put it all together in a book.
Well, I did, Chris. I was always looking forward to writing a book on the history of baseball, but I wanted a different slant. After all, I came from Washington, D.C., and my team was the Washington Senators. Ooh. Now, you might remember them. They had that famous double play short to second of the right field stands. I mean, their cleanup hitter's imitation of Babe Ruth was pointing to the pitcher's mound if he could get it that far. And yet, I loved the game and always wanted to write a history, and it occurred to me that the biggest and best, if you will, reservoir of baseball memories was in Cooperstown at the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I approached them. They were receptive, extremely cooperative. And what I've done is not only writing a history of baseball as it relates to the exhibits and the artifacts they have, but a walking tour of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And as Bob Costas says on the cover, to get a better sense of the Hall of Fame, you would have to be in Cooperstown.
And one of the reasons I really love this book, and one of the reasons I really wanted to have you on, is the reality is I've been there three times. It's such a moving experience as a baseball fan to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. But Cooperstown, New York, is not easy to get to. Most people, most baseball fans, especially with the way the economy is, most people are not going to be able to make the trip to Upper State New York. But by getting your book, they, like Bob Costas says, you have a sense that you're there.
Well, it's not only for the people who've been there as a memory, but the book serves, Chris, as sort of a brochure, if you haven't been there, what is there? And, I tried to accomplish it two ways. And, again, the Hall of Fame was extremely cooperative. To give you an example, in there is a whole spread, as I do the timeline of the history of baseball, of the balls in no-hit games. They have one for every game of the pitcher who threw the no-hitter since 1939, since the Hall of Fame started. And they were kind enough to take out a Nolan Ryan and a Bob Feller and a Sandy Koufax, because they're the big three in terms of multiple no-hitters, so we could capture them and picture them, and they're in the book.
Wow.
And they did that time and again for us.
One of my favorite parts of the Hall of Fame is the timeline. There's a timeline there in the Baseball Hall of Fame that takes you through the time of baseball, and it's just not pictures. I mean, they have, like, charm bracelets that like, Cy Young's wife had, and from all the All-Star games and from all the special moments. You know, they have Cy Young's license plate, and then there's stuff from Mickey Mantle, and there's stuff from Babe Ruth. They're artifacts that you wouldn't even really think. It's just not all bats and balls. I mean, they have stuff there at the Baseball Hall of Fame. You can't even imagine, a lot of personal stuff. And when you go through that timeline, you truly get a sense of the history of the game. What do you think about that timeline that they have there?
Oh, I loved it. It's on the second floor. Of course, the first floor is what I call the Sistine Chapel, with all the plaques and people whispering as they go through. And we did that. We replicate every plaque in the Hall of Fame is in the book, so that you can see who they are, where they are, what it says. But the second floor is the timeline, and it starts in the 1840s and even before, believe it or not, and works its way up. It's the beginning of the game, to a door, and you enter a second phase, which is the 20th century, starting with Honus Wagner's locker. And it goes right through the Ty Cobbs, the Babe Ruths, the Dizzy Deans, the Mickey Mantles and Ted Williamses and Joe DiMaggio's, and up to today, Carl Yastrzemski and Willie Mays and all the players today. So that's wonderful. But there's also a third floor. And the third floor is I got a big kick out of it, because what it is, it's called the fan experience. And it's what the fans, who are an integral part of the big game of baseball, mean to baseball. not just the fans. You're met with paper mache fans, the famous ones at the top of the stairs going to the third floor. But also, as you walk through, you see the old stadiums. You see the concessions that have been there for years. You see the promotions. And then they have a kiosk. And the kiosk standing in the middle of the floor after you see the Ebbets Field cornerstone and the turnstiles and given stadiums. The kiosk plays baseball's anthem, "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." You press a button to hear a Frank Sinatra, a Bobby Darin, a Harry Carey. I pushed a button, I got Liberace. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Scare the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah. But right, and then as you turn the corner, you're right into the Abbott and Costello skit. Who's on first?
Now, when I was last there in 99, I want to say on that third floor, they also had every single World Series ring that had ever been made. Is that still there? Because that was incredible just to see year after year how the World Series rings have changed, how they've gotten bigger. And some of the 1990 Cincinnati Reds championship ring with the red ruby and the C in diamonds, all the great Yankee rings. Is that still there?
Yes, but I also add an asterisk to what you said. Because before about 1926, they were watch fobs and tie pins. They were not rings. And they have all of those.
That is correct. That is correct. I remember at the trip that I did, the last one I did with my brother and two buddies, I remember we sat there analyzing all the rings and all the different things that players, as you mentioned with the asterisks, everything that people have gotten for winning the championship. It's truly special.
Well, the whole feel is special. They built you up to that World Series winners. Then you go right into the World Series itself, and they've got great memorabilia of the World Series. Everything about it, and it's not a 10-minute trip, and it's not even a 10-hour trip. It's a 2-day, 3-day trip through the Hall of Fame. And there's so many things. The writers, the scribes, they call it, the announcers, the mic men, they have displays. There is so much there to look at and to absorb and to share. And as you remember, because obviously your granddaddy was one of the greats, and he handed down his knowledge of baseball to your dad, who handed it down to you, it's a pass-along. Fathers with kids who are almost too little to walk, perched on their shoulders of their dads, staring at this memorabilia. I mean, it's awe-inspiring.
There's no question about it. And, folks, you can see all this. Burt Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, a living history of America's greatest game. You know, Burt, people talk about and sometimes criticize how tough it is to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame compared to the Basketball Hall of Fame or the NFL Hall of Fame. But as you mentioned it, in the first floor, when you walk into that room and you see all the plaques, the bronze plaques, you realize how special a player, a person needs to be to get into that plaque room and to be a Baseball Hall of Famer. It truly is something special until you actually step in and you get to see Yogi Berra's plaque, or you look at Mike Schmitz or Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb. That's when you know you've joined the elite of the elite.
Well, and you mention it, not only less than 1% of every player who ever stepped a bat in a major league game is in there, but you mention Yogi Berra, and on the back of the Baseball Hall of Fame book, he writes, "What Burt Sugar doesn't know about baseball, nobody knows." Now, what does that mean? I have no idea what the heck he wrote.
Yogi's the best. He's the absolute best.
I mean, I once asked him, Chris, I said, "Yogs, what did you mean when you said when you come to a fork in the road, take it," which is his famous line?
Yeah.
He said, "That's easy. I live at the end of a circle. Whether you go left or right, you come to my driveway." I said, "This guy makes sense."
He does. He's a true gem. And there's so many true gems at the Baseball Hall of Fame. Once you step out, the one thing that I love, too, is once you step out of the Baseball Hall of Fame, what a quaint little town. The old school hotel that's right on the lake. It actually reminds me of a really small, and I mean a really small, Lake Tahoe that we have out here on the California-Nevada border that's so beautiful. You got the golf course right on the lake. People are sailing on the lake. I mean, it's such a little quaint town, and it's all baseball.
Well, you get a feel it's Brigadoon. It's going to be there only when you're there, and then you leave and it goes away. I mean, that lake is also what was James Fenimore Cooper, and his family was the founding fathers, ergo Cooperstown. He wrote in The Last of the Mohicans, he called it Glimmer Glass. And it's just a wonderful glassy lake with an overlook from this wonderful old hotel that looks like it came out of The Shining. And on the lamppost of every street in town, they've got flowers hanging from the lamppost. And wouldn't you know it, the Baseball Hall of Fame is on Main Street. Now, you got to really have a small village to call your Main Street Main Street.
No question. No question. The great Burt Sugar joins us here. His book, Burt Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, A Living History of America's Greatest Game. And if anybody can ever get to Cooperstown during the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it's great to see one of these players' lives change, and you really get an intimate setting there. I mean, even though it looks really packed, it's not as packed as you think. And the one great thing when you're walking around on that weekend, I actually walked down the street. I bumped into Juan Marichal. I bumped into Tom Seaver. You see these guys. It's not like they, like, roll up in cars with a ton of security. I mean, they're walking about. You can get autographs. Have you been to one, Bert? I'm sure you have, right?
Oh, yes, and I'm going this weekend. I'll be up there this weekend for the induction ceremony for Jim Rice and Ricky Henderson, who will be talking in the third person.
Oh, Ricky loves Ricky. That's one thing we definitely know.
And he should be finished in about 10 hours.
The one thing, of course, our hub here for Sports Overnight America, the Chris Townsend Show, is in the San Francisco Bay Area, and got to watch Ricky for years. And, Bert, Jim Rice was a terrific slugger. He should have got in years ago. But when you look at Ricky Henderson, no matter what era we're talking about, if you're talking about the steroid era, the dead ball era, no matter what era, Ricky Henderson truly is one of the greatest players ever to lace him up.
Well, he did, and he set record after record, and he brought back the stolen base, he and Lou Brock and Maury Wills. It was a lost art, and the way Ricky, I've got a great story. I once said to Lou Brock, how many times did you steal home? He said, never. I said, Babe Ruth stole it 10 times. He looked at me, he said, well, Babe Ruth was a base stealer. I was a slugger.
Oh, there's so many great stories in the game of baseball, Bert. I think that's what makes it so different. There's stories with the National Football League. There's stories with the NBA. But there's nothing like the stories of all these different seasons where baseball's played every single day. It's 162 games. Used to be 154. I mean, the season, basically what I'm trying to say, has gotten longer every single year. Now with 162 games, so many different, funny, great things happen throughout the years of Major League Baseball. And a book like yours gets to capture all this.
Well, I had a good time pulling it together. The anecdotes, the statistics. I love statistics, by the way. You want to know how important statistics are. Maybe you remember the old TV show called Dragnet with
sure.
Jack Webb. And it started with don, da, don, don, and the Los Angeles Police Department badge was up. And there was a number on it. And the number, do you remember the number? It was 714 because Jack Webb's favorite player was Babe Ruth, and that was his home run total. Well, statistics are the mortar that hold the sport together, that and the stories, and that's what makes it so great for me.
Hey, Bert, before we let you go, not only have you written so many baseball books, but we all know you for boxing and the great work you do with boxing. You're synonymous with the sport. We've lost two great fighters, Alexis Arguero and Arturo Gatti. Just want your comment on these two guys because it's been very sad losing two of the great champions.
Well, Alexis Arguello is one of my favorite people, period, not just boxer. He was a wonderful ambassador for the sport. I always told him he looked like he won the Omar Sharif look-alike contest with that mustache. Champion in three divisions. He was called Flaco Explosivo, the explosive thin man. And he was. He was a great fighter. And I don't know if we know how he passed, because he was the mayor of Managua, Nicaragua. And according to the press reports out of Managua, Nicaragua, he was the mayor. He committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest four times. You figure that one out.
Exactly.
And we lost another, I won't say great fighter, because I don't think he was. I think he was a great excitement as a fighter, and Arturo Gatti, too young to pass. Arturo was one half of an unprecedented four times Ring Magazine named his fights of the year. because he was that exciting. He would start bleeding somewhere between Osei and Can You See and come back and win. I remember one fight against Gabriel Ruelas. Ruelas hit him with 17 unanswered punches at the end of the fourth round, had him reeling around, and he was saved by the bell. He wobbled back to his corner on feet that weren't his, and he knocks out Ruelas in the next round. I mean, he was unbelievable, and we don't know the actual data and facts on his death.
Yeah, it's definitely sad. Two guys that were tremendous for the sport, we have lost and lost too young. But the book is Burt Sugars Baseball Hall of Fame, A Living History of America's Greatest Game. You can find it. You can just Google it. Go to your local bookstores. This is definitely a great book to put right there on the coffee table, Burt.
Well, I think so. And, in fact, it just got a nice write-up in this last Sunday's Parade magazine called it Out of the Park. Can't make it to Cooperstown this summer? Burt Sugars Baseball Hall of Fame is the next best thing. And I'd like to believe that.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I've always been a huge fan, whether it's baseball, boxing. You're one of the best in our media. And I truly appreciate all the work that you do and for also coming on the show.
Chris, this has been fun. Let's do it again.
Burt Sugar, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Chris Townsend Show.
And that was the incomparable Chris Townsend. One of my all-time, I look up to Mr. Chris, obviously. Being on this program is always a big thanks to Mr. Chris Townsend. We're going to come back and, I'm going to take you right up to the news here. So we're going to have the news coming up at you here on Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. Come back next hour, talking all sorts of fun stuff. Who knows, we'll get ourselves into trouble. When do I tend not to? Here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.